1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Hendry.
Well, first of all, the other day I made a comment. I thought it was a fairly innocuous comment that Cinco de Mayo is a holiday difficult for me to get into. I find it not very interesting or exciting. I am not denigrating the events that led up to the celebration of Cinco de Mayo, but because I know a little bit about it, but it's in many ways like St. Patrick's Day. It's the same way. I can't get jazzed for that. I don't know that too many people do. And I also said that it seems to me these national holidays, which I really consider St. Patrick's Day to be, it's not really about St. Patrick's, it's about Ireland and Irish people and Irish culture. And Cinco de Mayo serves the same purpose. It's about Latin people, specifically Mexican people. And it's really just a big excuse to either shoot back whiskey or tequila. Have a few beers, green or otherwise. Either have a beer or a cerveza. And so Brass Villanueva, who is with Los Malos, a brotherhood for the empowerment of young Latin males, joins us now from East Los Angeles. Actually, from you're in the Valley.
Who do you think is going to win?
Is that same thing? Are you there, sir?
I'm right here, yes, sir.
Okay. You're in the Valley?
Right, I'm in Sherman Oaks.
Okay. I made some comments that you took exception to.
Well, I'm very proud, okay, Chicano.
Could you speak up?
I said I'm a very proud Chicano. I believe in my people, and someday my people are going to rise up. Cinco de Mayo is a very important day.
Well, Cinco de Mayo, what does it mean? Like the 5th of May, right?
That's right. That's right, the 5th of May, and it's the day Mexico became free from Spain.
Well, don't you know? I mean,
well, I do know, but I have also a lot of American beliefs planted in my head. I know that Cinco de Mayo, okay, is a day, okay, that Mexico won over, like, okay, they got self-independence from, like, probably Spain with the country.
Well, my understanding is it was like a battle that they won.
Okay, all right, see, here goes. That's something that is very close to me. I'm a Mexican-American, so I would think that I have just a little bit better handle on this than you. You know.
No, I'm not trying to say I know more about it, Mr. Villanueva. I'm saying that my understanding of Cinco de Mayo was some kind of I'm sorry.
I represent a brotherhood of young Latin males called Los Malos, and we feel that we should be guardians to our culture, okay?
All right. If you're guardians to your culture, what is Cinco de Mayo?
Well, see, that's racist for you to ask me that. And,
well, the fact that you don't know shows that you're undereducated to these realities, right?
No, the fact that you don't know shows that you are undereducated to the realities of my people, okay?
Well, then tell me what Cinco de Mayo is.
Okay, Cinco de Mayo is an important day. See, if one of the things you need to do is let me answer the questions you're asking.
I'm sorry, sir.
Cinco de Mayo is an important day, okay, for the Mexican people. That much I know for a fact, okay?
All right.
What I also know is that we celebrate it in, traditional costume, which a lot for, like, women, they wear the flowing dresses and everything.
Well, what is it?
See, first of all, Mr. Henry, you're putting a lot of pressure on me.
I got to tell my audience that you called me, all right?
I know, but I didn't think you would be this tough. I know that Cinco de Mayo, as you have very accurately described, is the 5th of May, and it's a very big battle.
You don't know, do you?
I think...
You don't know what Cinco de Mayo is, do you? I mean, you're with this group. You called me up. You said...
I think all this emphasis on me having to know what Cinco de Mayo is racist, and I think it's not important to the overall goals that we hope to achieve. I don't know a lot about Cinco de Mayo because the Anglo culture has confused me, and you just mentioned it with St. Patrick's Day, and that's a drag. Okay?
Do you know the difference between St. Patrick's Day and Cinco de Mayo?
I think you will find a significant amount of young Latin males and members of the young Latin culture have a very difficult time with that. Yes, sir.
In other words, you're saying to me, with a straight face...
There's no straight face about it. There's no nothing like that. What I'm saying is that a lot of young Latin people have a hard time because of the Anglo culture of this country and the Anglo-centric viewpoint of history that, I don't know, on St. Patrick's Day, I thought it might have been Cinco de Mayo, but I wasn't sure.
Well, if you know that Cinco de Mayo is the 5th of May, how could you confuse that with St. Patrick's Day, which is in March?
I think that that we are really off the point, okay?
All right. You hold on and hold that thought. Brass Villanueva from Los Malos is with us as we talk about Cinco de Mayo. I made some comments last week, and put this guy on hold for a minute. I made some comments last week that he took exception to that I said I didn't think Cinco de Mayo was very interesting. He says it's very important to the Mexican people. I could be wrong, but I don't think I've heard him say one thing that he understands what I'm talking about. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Brass, Brass, you there?
I'm right here. Yes, sir.
Is it wrong of me to ask you what Cinco de Mayo is?
I think that the question, if I could be permitted to answer your question.
Go ahead.
I think that the question comes from a unintentionally racist place. When you ask a young Latin American, Hispanic, Mexican American, if they know what Cinco de Mayo is, what you're trying to do and what you are trying to accomplish is to trip them up. You know, and what that means is you're trying to make them look foolish and ignorant of their own culture. And so that's why, you know, I find it racist.
Do you think I'm a racist?
I don't think your intentions are wrong. I think you're trying to trip me up.
Do you think it's wrong of me to expect that you would know what Cinco de Mayo is?
You think it's wrong of me to expect that you know what Cinco de Mayo is? You think it's wrong of me to ask you what Cinco de Mayo is?
I know what Cinco de Mayo is.
You think you do. Okay, but you are not...
Well, I know that it's not Mexico's independence from Spain.
Well... Again, you are trying to tell me my culture.
I'm not trying to tell you. If I'm trying to tell you your culture, then correct me, okay?
And I'm not going to argue with an Anglo about my culture. These are the place that, the neighborhood.
Barrio?
Mi barrio. La raza. That's I'm down with all of that. I'm down with barrio. I'm down with la raza. I'm down with Cinco. You know,
De Mayo?
I'm down with all that, yeah.
All right, if you're down with Cinco de Mayo, all right, man. I mean, look at it.
But, Mr. Henry, it's not for you to lecture me. It's for me to lecture you. Cinco de Mayo is an important day in the history of the Mexican people. We won. We got a victory over oppression, and it was Spain. We got free, and every year when they had Cinco de Mayo, my people, mi barrio, we go nuts. You know, we have a good time and everything.
Wait, and what about France? Did France figure in Cinco de Mayo?
You are trying to trip me up again, okay?
What does Cinco de Mayo mean?
That means, and again, because of the Anglo culture confusing it in my mind with St. Patrick's Day.
What does Cinco...
See, you're trying to yell at me.
I didn't mean to yell at you. I know what Cinco de Mayo...
Okay, you tell me.
...means the 5th of May.
That's exactly correct. You are right.
You're telling me you knew that?
Yes, sir, I did know that. Yes, sir, I did know that. All right?
And you knew that it was the 5th of May?
Yes, sir, I did.
You didn't just figure it out because I said it. You knew it.
Sir, I knew that that was the 5th of May.
1-800-449-8686. I imagine we're going to get some calls from Mexican-American people, from... Hispanic folks, would you like to take some calls?
I'm very welcome to take calls from any of my people, because that's what I'm about. I'm about my people, and I'm about empowering my people.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. With me is Brass Villanueva from Los Malos. Pablo, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I just want to say that in order for you to be a leader, you have to know the facts before you be able to lead people. If you don't know your facts about Cinco de Mayo, what are you going to lead people to? Cinco de Mayo was the Battle of Puebla, where Ignacio Zaragoza defeated the French. And it's a good thing he defeated the French, because they were on their way to the States to help the Confederates.
You talking to the host of the show, you talking to me?
He's talking to you.
I'm talking to you. You want to be a leader?
Cinco de Mayo is the 5th of May. It is... Okay? Right?
Yeah.
Okay, slow down. I can't understand what you're saying.
I'm saying the Cinco de Mayo was the Battle of Puebla, Mexico, outside of Mexico City, where
right.
The Mexican general, Ignacio Zaragoza...
My brother, why are you getting on my back, you know?
Well, because you're talking about leading. You don't know anything. The first thing about Mexican history, you claim to be Hispanic. You better know your facts first.
Well, you say your name, Puebla, that was the place where they had the battle. Are you named after that battle?
No, no. You're
His name's
about
Pablo.
Puebla and Pablo.
His name's Pablo.
Paul. Puebla?
Did you know that Cinco de Mayo means the 5th of May?
5th of May. They
okay.
defeated
All
the
right.
French on
so
the 5th of May.
That's where you and I, see, that's our meeting point.
that you both know that the 5th of May is Cinco de Mayo, is a wonderful thing. You called my show, Mr. Villanueva, to say that I was making light of a very important date in the history of the Mexican people, and you went on to, and I asked you, what's Cinco de Mayo? You didn't know.
I don't think it's for the Anglo man to be asking me these questions. I knew what you said, brother. Pablo? Hey, Pablo?
Yeah, I'm here.
I knew what you said. The 5th of May is what? Cinco de Mayo is what? Go ahead. I want to just check.
The Cinco de Mayo was a very famous battle in Mexico.
Okay, I can't even break it up.
All right, your car phone. Yeah, your car phone was breaking up. You knew what he
was. I knew what he was saying. I was just testing him to make sure he knew.
Okay, and what did he know?
That Cinco de Mayo. Look, I'm going to let you ask me questions like you are better than me because I know this is your radio show.
I'm not trying to put you down, okay?
But the effect of your questions is racist. It's racist, all right? And I'm simply saying Cinco de Mayo is the 5th of May, and that's when there are in 100 miles south of Mexico, they had a battle, and that was the turning point for all of Mexico. And
okay, 1-800, hold on there, Brass. This guy calls me up and tells me I don't know what I'm talking about. 100 miles south of Mexico. 1-800-449-8686. My guest is Brass Villanueva from Los Malos. This is the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
So I would ask you a question, Mr. Henry, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
What do you think of the mile?
As far as I know, it's the 5th of May. It's it was a battle fought by the Mexican soldiers against a traitorous Mexican army and the French, who were trying to reestablish a French empire in Mexico, and they were defeated.
That is exactly correct.
Yeah, but for you saying that that is exactly correct, that doesn't tell me whether you knew that or not. And
Mr. Henry, these are my people, okay? All right, these are my people. I know. But for you and Anglo to start telling me about my culture, you know, you have got to be right.
Well, how do you know I'm right?
Because I know my culture.
You didn't know it 5 minutes ago when I was asking about Cinco de Mayo.
I know my culture, all right? Don't worry about it. I know my culture.
I think what I just did is I just gave you the answer to the question. Here is Jesus on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
Yes, sir.
Listen, Pablo, what is the most significant Mexican
holiday? His name isn't Pablo, all right? Let's get off on the right foot. Is your name Pablo? Your name Pablo?
Come on, bud. Talk to me.
Okay, is your name Pablo? I'm asking you.
My name is Jesus.
Okay, what'd you call him Pablo for?
I thought his name was Pablo. I got all excited. I just wanted to ask the gentleman, what is the most
important thing? Well, you know something, brother? All you were trying to do is put me down, you know.
Well, listen, but before you become a leader, you got to know what you're talking about.
Are you Mexican?
You don't know what you're talking about.
Are you Mexican?
You know why?
Are you Mexican?
I'm Hispanic.
Are you Mexican?
I'm not Mexican.
All right. What do you know, man?
I've spent more time in Mexico than you have.
Hey, man, it doesn't make any difference, you know.
And you know what Cinco de Mayo is? You know what Cinco de Mayo is in Mexico? It is an absolutely meaningless holiday.
It's just an important day, and that's it. It's the day that they got liberated, okay?
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
That was September 16th against the Spaniards. The French had nothing to do down there. It was just one of those battles, one of those alliances. And it was an important battle.
But that was not independence.
You know what Cinco de Mayo means?
You know what Cinco de Mayo means?
Oh, come on. I'm perfectly bilingual. Cinco de Mayo es el Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, the 5th of May.
Okay, the 5th of May. Big deal.
I need to establish one thing.
You're not impressing me, buddy.
I need to establish one thing right now, Mr. Henry. I need for you not to be involved in this because I'm talking to a brother now, okay?
A brother? I mean, you know what?
Well, I'm just telling you.
I knew what Cinco de Mayo was.
Okay, good. So you looked it up in a book.
Well, why couldn't you look it up, bud? Come on. You're making us look bad.
I'm not making you look bad. You're not Mexican.
I'm Hispanic.
But where are you from?
What does that matter? It's just general culture. But if you must know, I'm from Colombia.
Okay, well, here's the trip. All right.
And just being from Columbus, you know, just general culture.
The whole idea of Cinco de Mayo is to celebrate how the Mexicans got free. That's all.
No,
I'm
it
saying.
Isn't. No, and I'm sorry, it's wrong.
No, it isn't. No.
It was not a battle for independence.
I would
the battle
know
for
more.
Independence.
Why don't you know this stuff?
I would know more about it, but you, the Anglo culture, has purposely confused St. Patrick's Day with Cinco de Mayo.
That's a crutch, but if
no,
you're here in
true.
The United States, you can't claim that the Anglo-Persian, if you want to maintain
right.
your culture, you do like I do, okay?
I'm
and you
telling.
Teach your kids. You teach your kids and you maintain your culture on your own. You can't expect the U.S. government to do that for you, okay? And then you can't get on the U.S. government for putting you down because you don't know. You haven't done your homework.
Well, the U.S. government, like, would not let me find out about Cinco de Mayo because they made me wear.
That's your job.
That's my job.
How could
they made me wear green on
it?
St. Patrick's Day, man. I can't handle it. Cinco de Mayo was when Abraham Lincoln, I thought, is when he had freed the Hispanics from slavery. And I'm not...
Yes, you're wrong. Thanks for your call. 1-800-449 when Abraham Lincoln freed the Hispanics from slavery. 1-800-449-8686. Thanks a lot, pal. It's the Phil Henry Show here. And by the way, I wanted to mention to you guys, and I completely forgot, I'm down to 230 pounds. Down from 232 and a half, I'm down to 230 pounds now. That is after a full week of starving myself and, you know, doing all the crap. No, actually, I'm just doing my regular Weight Watchers stuff. 230 pounds, down from 232, which was, you know, where I was a week ago. And that was, you know, that's been quite a week for me in terms of the weight loss. 1-800-449-8686. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Mr. Henry, how are you doing?
Good.
I heard that you are battling a weight problem. I'm feeling better about things because I'm doing the same thing, too. And
You're having a weight problem?
Right now, yes, I am.
How much do you weigh?
I weigh 287 pounds.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'3".
Oh, my God.
I know it's not good.
Well, what are you doing for it?
Well, I'm just doing a little jogging each day, and I'm some jumping jacks and things like that.
What else? You're 287 pounds and you're 5'3". What else are you doing?
I'm watching what I eat. I eat a lot, but I'm cutting back on spreads. I eat a lot, but I'm no longer am I using spreads or mayo or anything like that.
You're cutting back on spreads.
That's right. That's the diet that I'm on. You eliminate spreads, mayo, herb, spread, garlic. So I do not use any spreads unless it's on garlic bread.
287 pounds, man. You're going to have to do something more than that.
Couple of other ideas that I had, but because I weigh so much. But
well, what else? I mean, if you got to cut back on spreads is one thing, but you got to do something more direct.
The other thing I've done is I've purchased smaller plates. And
smaller plates.
Yeah.
I guess that means so you put less food on it.
That's my general thinking, right? And
is it working?
Yeah, it is. Because if you have a small plate, you can put a lot of food on it.
Okay, and then what do you do? How many times do you go back to the salad bar?
Well, originally, I used the original salad bar plates. I would have one, maybe four trips or something. Now I go back eight times.
Yeah, okay, so in other words, what difference does it make, man? You're going back eight times, you see?
I don't call out for you to yell at me.
No, I don't mean to yell at you, but if you're on a diet where you get smaller plates so you eat less food.
Yes, sir.
Okay. If you go back to the salad bar eight times instead of four, you're eating just as much food.
What's two times four?
Two times four is eight.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not.
Yeah, see?
I'm eating twice. I'm eating the same amount.
That's right. You're eating the same amount. You went back to the salad bar four times. Now you're going back eight times. Eating on a smaller plate doesn't help you lose weight.
Well, you know something, it's hard to argue with your logic.
Yeah, I guess it's a little difficult. Hold on there for a minute. What's your name?
My name's Ace.
Ace, that's what they call you?
Oh, I'm the Ace, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Okay, we're going to play a round of Keep Phil From Hanging Up On You. The number is 1-800-449-8686. If you can keep me from hanging up on you over the span of 45 seconds, you win a picture disc, a Best of the Phil Hendry Show picture disc. This is a very rare prize indeed. It is a vinyl disc upon which are the cuts for our Best of the Year 2000 album. And it is a picture disc, so it has my face on it, and it has all kinds of stuff that you can actually put a needle on. If you get the concept of a picture disc, if you're a collector, it's kind of a cool thing. But you're going to have to win it by keeping me from hanging up on you, our semi-monthly Keep Phil From Hanging Up On You contest. You get 45 seconds to stick on the line, and then you're out of here. And you'll be hearing this while you're doing that. By the way, in that last segment, doing the when we were talking with young Brass Villanueva from Los Malos about the Cinco de Mayo, we had more white people calling in with their opinions about being called Anglo. It ain't making it, man. With a bit like that, we needed to talk to some Hispanic listeners. We don't need whitey checking in and feeling all offended, okay? Just take a chill on that. All you white folks, man, with your thin skin, go out and get a tan. Go out and toughen it up there, man, with a little tanning, all right? Get a little Naga hide skin going. So our number is 1-800-449-8686 for Keep Phil From Hanging Up On You. You got 45 seconds, and then you do the do. By the way, you can pick up a copy of this by calling 877-616-PHIL, the Best of the Year 2000 picture disc vinyl. By calling 877-616-PHIL, your money goes to my friend's place, which is a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. Keep Phil From Hanging Up On You. What do we got? Nobody? Come on, let's go. Throw somebody up there. Anybody got anybody? Put a name up there. Who gives a crap? If they suck, we'll hang up on them. Just put a name up there. Mike? Mike? Mike?
Yes.
Go.
Bill.
Go.
All right. I work in an adult entertainment nightclub in Miami. And I got to tell you something that happened a couple of weeks ago. A guy was getting what we call a couch dance or a friction dance from a girl. And he jumped up in excruciating pain. And he starts screaming and going nuts. And come to find out, he had a pack of matches in his pocket. And this girl was grinding on him so well that it set the matches off and it burned his leg.
How much time? Oh, you're way under the mark, brother.
Ah, well.
Thanks for calling. Not a bad story, but you got to, you know, keep going. You got to get to 45 seconds. That's the whole idea. And I don't believe that story. Grinding on him so hard that it set the matches off and it burned his leg. Although, if you made the story up, I guess you'd be saying something like, and it, you know, set fire to his scrotilia. Here is Jay on the Phil Hendry Show. Jay?
Hello?
Ready? 1-800-449-8686. Keep Phil from hanging up on you, okay? Don't hang up on yourself, dumbass. I'm going to sit here. Wait, here we go. We got, who do we got? Another guy named Mike? Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I was loaded on pure grain alcohol with my...
See you later. Okay, you really got to be interesting today, baby. 45 seconds, you get a picture disc vinyl. No jive. No shtick. No lightweight shtick, which is what we got there from Charlotte there. Nice going, Jay. All right, let's go to Terrence. Terrence, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here we go.
All right, I don't really know what to say.
You suck, too. Okay, you cats, man, when I give you an opportunity to go 45 seconds and keep me from hanging up on you, that means you have to be interesting, which I know for many of you is a serious stretch. You have to actually be interesting for 45 seconds, and I know that I'm asking almost the impossible for many of you, especially you guys from North Carolina. All right, let's go to David. You there?
Yeah.
Here we go.
I am, actually.
Go ahead.
How are you doing?
See you later, David. Okay, let's see. What do you got, Bob? Bob, go ahead. You got 45 seconds. Keep Phil from hanging up on you. Go. Yep, he sucked too. So there you go. And that was from Salinas. All those Central California, North Carolina calls. Sometimes you can't tell the difference. Where does one end and the other begin? North Carolina, Central California, who knows? Okay, here's Michael in Santa Cruz, probably the board op, right?
No. Working out at one of the local workout places with one of my friends. And there was this
okay, you suck too. All right, let's go to Jack. You there?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jack. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was delivering pizza down in Florida one time, and the door was about halfway open. The woman came to the door, and she said...
Okay, is that guy, like, doing a fake black voice? No good calls today, Mike. They're all really stiffs, and they're all cranks. Every last one of them. I mean, all over... Here's another guy from Charlotte. Are we live in Charlotte tonight or something? We're usually on tape. Which station are you listening to there, Ace?
95.7.
Are we live?
No. I listen to the live webcast.
You listen to the live webcast?
Yeah.
You ready?
All right, man. So, I go to this bar and, you know.
Okay, that's the end of Keep Phil From Hanging Up On You. Oh, my God, are you guys losers? I mean, with a capital L. I put my guts into this show every day. I mean, we get 3 hours of solid stuff, and you cats can't keep it up for 45 seconds? I pity your wives. You guys can't keep it up for 45 seconds. Not even 5 seconds, some of you dudes. Spend a little less time around that knot hole and a little more time socializing with normal people. Okay, that's the end of that. We gave away 3 picture discs 2 weeks ago. Right out of the gate, people were awesome. But tonight, and I think it's because we're getting a lot of those. For some reason, there's too many people checking in from Charlotte. I'm kidding. I don't want to offend anybody. Whoo, baby. You know, one of the things we have to do is probably promote it sooner so you have more of a time to screen it. I don't know how you screen something like that. How do you screen it? What, you've got an interesting story? Yeah. Is that what you say to them? What do you say to them? I can't read lips, Mike. Basically, you just tell them to what? Keep them from hanging up on you. Well, you guys are not getting it done tonight. Okay. It's Phil Henry Show. We'll be back.
+1 800 449 8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
That Keep Phil From Hanging Up On You was so horrible, absolutely beyond the pale. I could be giving away, see, what in the prize? I could be giving away 50-yard line seats to the next 5 Super Bowls with limo and strippers thrown in, and those clowns still would have sounded like that. Hey, man, I got a naked woman, a limousine, and tickets to the Super Bowl. What do you think? Yeah, that's great, man. That's really, you know, we were on the edge of our seat with that one. See, it goes back to a long-held rule that I've always had, and you know what? With Keep Phil From Hanging Up On You, I went back on what I've always believed, and that is you never, ever rely on the creativity of the callers. You never do it because they'll let you down every time. Maybe then they don't mean to. They're just not as funny or as interesting as they think they are. And when you ask them to contribute to the show on a creative level, that's what you get. A bunch of nervous guys that are barely out of puberty. So I think we have to rethink that bit. I think we got to dump it from the show. We're dumping it from the lineup. It's over. It's over. It could have been a beautiful thing, but it's over. It was cool last week. Maybe we'll do it one more time. Huh? It's all your fault, too. God knows it's not my fault. My execution was impeccable when I said, give us a call at 1-800-44. But then you guys came in with your weak-ass stuff. So, sir, I don't know if you heard this, but Survivor is considering having a star-studded version. In other words, they're considering putting celebrities on Survivor, according to... one of their executives. We're thinking about a celebrity version, said Les Moonves of CBS. Access Hollywood, in an interview set to air before Thursday's final episode of Survivor, the Australian Outback, on many local TV stations, he said Ray Romano of the CBS sitcom wants to be on a celebrity version, and Los Angeles Laker Kobe Bryant has expressed an interest. He also said Kate Hudson, who was nominated for an Oscar this past year for her role in the movie Almost Famous, stood in line for an hour at a recent CBS audition for the third version of the hit show. Kate Hudson. There was no mention of Schwarzenegger or Stallone, but just think about it. The Terminator takes on John Rambo for the ultimate survival. Okay, well, that's just a bunch of crap that the writer thought he'd throw in, which doesn't mean anything. Who'd you like to see on a Celebrity Survivor? I'd like to see some of these people that think they're tough be on a... Like, I'd like to see Clint Eastwood. I'd love to see him hard-ass his way through a Survivor, wouldn't you? Who else? Bruce Willis. Oh, what I wouldn't give. George Bush. And how about George Freak, as long as we're on George's, George Clooney. Oh, would that be gorgeous, watching those guys falling in the fire. Bruce Willis, George Clooney, Clint Eastwood's too old, man. A guy's like 70-something. That would be just totally unfair. Roseanne Barr. Watch her. I mean, seriously, she'd make a joke out of it for about 4 days. Then when the freaking low blood sugar started kicking in about the fifth day, then there'd be serious hell to pay. Then she'd demand that she be taken out of there. She'd demand that her agent come get her and get her out of there. And the people on the show, if they had any gall, butts or galls, if you had any butts or any galls, you would not let her leave. I'm sorry, Miss Barr.
But I want to go.
No, you can't leave.
But my agent...
I'm sorry, you're staying. Now sit down.
You can't do this to me.
Sit down!
But I'm hungry. And
yeah, oh, are you hungry, huh? Ew. What do these look like?
Boca burgers.
Yeah, Boca burgers. Maybe get you one if you're a good little girl.
Well, I just don't have to be on this show if I don't want to be.
Well, you're going to be. You signed up, didn't you?
Yeah, but I thought it'd be a lot of fun.
Well, it's not, is it, huh? It's tough. You too, Clooney. You sit down. No, I got to go to it. No, you don't have anything to go to. I got to take a dump, can't I? You want to take a dump? Go behind that tree. Here's a leaf. See you later. What the hell are you guys doing? Oh, yeah. You thought you were a real badass in the movies, huh? Here we go. Survivor. Whoa. Let's see what you got, baby. Sit there in a freaking folding chair, you know, with a banana split. Okay, Bruce, show me what you got. You know what I would love is to have all those guys and then just tempt them with, like, banana splits and whatever, milkshakes and stuff. Who else? I wish I had my Entertainment Weekly. Who else? What other hard ass? How about the guy from, they said Schwarzenegger and Stallone. How about, like, cats like, guys that play tough guys in the movies, you know, like gangsters and stuff. How about Robert De Niro? Why Paul Reubens? Why him? Why, you want to see him get beat even further into submission? How about Robert De Niro? Man, that would be beautiful. Joe Pesci, all these badasses. Let's see these guys go to work now out there on Survivor. All right, well, that's the end of that. Phil Henry Show is produced by somebody. But the whole cast of Sopranos. Paulie Walnuts. What's his face? What's the cat's name? No. The guy that's the head guy. Jan Gandolfini, that guy. Him, Silvio, Paulie Walnuts, and that fat slob that plays Santa Claus now. That Joe Bacala, whatever. Okay, the show is produced by what's his name, and it's engineered by him. I'm me.
I'm calling you to let you know, I'm not real familiar with Survivor, but I think that bringing up a death into this is completely ludicrous. And
well, you know, I don't know what to say to you. Just because you don't have gay vision
doesn't
mean that I'm wrong.
What you think of yourself, but be careful about what you bring up.
You know what's wrong, Danny? It's because you don't have the gaiety. You're upset with me. That's your weakness, not mine.
Okay, well, you're quick at pointing everybody else's weakness. You don't see the flaw in your logic,
logic?
That maybe if we don't agree with you, then we must not be gay enough or we must be homophobic.
Are you gay?
Yes, lesbian last time I checked.
Let me ask. Well, what do you mean last time? What do you mean last time you checked? What's that mean?
Well, I'm just saying you've been asking everybody involved whether a lesbian is gay. Well, are you gay?
Yes, I'm gay, but I'm not a lesbian. I'm not a lesbian, am I?
Don't keep on asking that.
Okay, well, I'm not a lesbian. But the last time you checked.
Last time I checked in the dictionary, lesbian and gay kind of were similar. I don't know. Are you familiar with that? What that is?
You're saying to me that you looked in the dictionary to look up lesbian.
Oh, please, just give
it up.
That's the
thing. See, that's the part that bothers me.
Your logic is completely flawed.
My logic isn't flawed,
you're
Danny, because you
about
have
a
weakness.
A game show, and you're bringing up death, and you have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
Well, here's the thing that I resented. The fact that you said...
Last time you checked, what'd you do, look under the hood to see what you are?
I mean,
just
so
wait
cute.
A second. You're really funny. Wait a second. You said to me that I contributed to the death of Matthew Shepard.
Look at pal. Nobody contributed to the death just by disagreeing with you. I think
no, it's not disagreeing.
You
don't recognize my gay vision.
Do not bring
gay
up
vision.
Death in something so important.
Let me ask you something, Danny. Because you have the weakness in your gay vision doesn't mean that I'm wrong, okay? Because you have
You're making absolutely no sense. What kind of studying did you do? I mean, did you take any logic classes?
Logic classes?
You absolutely make no sense.
You know, I did about as many logic classes as you looking up what lesbian means in a dictionary. If you are one, you are one.
That was actually sarcasm, but you must be just a bad journalist not to be able to
Absolutely.
Pick it up.
She was being sarcastic.
Oh, listen to the straight guy checking
you,
in.
You must not be smart enough
straight,
to pick it up.
The straight talk
the
show host checking in.
Relate a death and something so awful that happened to a gay man to a stupid game show. And
do you know that
you
Tina's going to win?
Anyone, because you can guess who won. Who cares?
Do you know Tina's going to win?
Who cares?
No, I'm
don't
just
bring
asking.
Up Matthew Shepard's debt with that.
Are you
and
aware
then accuse everybody else around of being lower than you.
Are you,
you
aware
are
that Tina's going to win?
Smart enough
right,
to
Danny,
be making these statements on the show.
I had to draw the conclusion then
and
that you haven't developed
I am
your
done
gay.
And thank you, Phil, for your
gayety,
time, and
okay?
I don't think you contributed to anybody's
You obviously
death.
Are not gay enough if you don't know it's Tina.
Obviously,
work on your gayety
you're not smart enough to even pick up on sarcasm, so whatever you say, I will dismiss.
You should go march in a gay parade. She gone?
Yes, she's gone.
Phil Hendry.
Oh my God.
God, you're f***ing lame.
What? I got chlamydia. Mm-hmm.
I've never seen anything like it. I mean, it was so huge.
Burp me!
I want my man! I want my man!